At K107.1, we play your Packers. And, well, we played you a loss yesterday. But Brian Carvo, who joins us from CheeseheadTV.com, I mean, it's not a demoralizing loss. Yeah, we lost. You start the season 0-1. That's always tough because you're so excited. You wait 8 months, and then they come out and lose. But I don't think things are as bad as you think. Packers actually look pretty good in this loss, Brian.
The reality of the situation is that the Packers lost to a very good football team in the 49ers. This is a team that's, very, very likely going to be a playoff team, and the Packers can be a playoff team as well. I mean, one game is not the end of the season, and I think it was a very good game between two very good teams and two teams that might see each other again in January.
The Packers losing week one, just like they did to the just like they did last year to the 49ers, same kind of scenario, just a different setting. The only thing that concerns me a little bit is the upcoming schedule with Washington, Cincinnati. There is a chance the Packers can go 0-3 before the bye. Looking ahead, though, with the Lions coming up, which they look good, but again, the Packers can beat them, especially at home. Ravens, Browns, Vikings, Bears. This is a Packer team that looks improved, and why they did give up 400-some yards passing, you get a sense of confidence that this team, the window's not closing on this Rodgers-McCarthy era, not yet at all.
Oh, certainly not. This is a very good Packers team. They do face a tough schedule this year, no doubt about it. A lot of tough road games especially. But, I mean, they played one of the best teams in the entire NFL yesterday. And I think once you see them play some other teams, they won't look, quite as bad giving up 400 passing yards. And, even giving up 400 passing yards yesterday, there were reasons the Packers did so. They were very geared at stopping the 49ers run and a little bit more, letting the 49ers trying to beat them with the pass. And, of course, they did, and they couldn't stop Anquan Boldin. But, I think they'll fare better against other teams coming up soon.
Here's three reasons that the Packers lost. You tell me which one played the most impact. So reason number one is turnovers, a couple of key turnovers for the Niners. Packers really couldn't create any of those opportunities. That always hurts you. That's one. Reason number two, we don't want to be the fan base that always complains about the referees, but the Niners did get an extra play that they did convert a touchdown on in the second quarter. And then reason number three, the NFL basically just let John Harbaugh give him his brother Anquan Boldin for nothing at all, and nobody cared to stop it. Reason number three is collusion. So reason number one is turnovers. Reason number two, refs. Reason number three, conspiracy.
Can I take reason number four, all of the above? It's certainly a case where the Packers lost because of all those reasons, for sure. I mean, two turnovers, and then the 49ers didn't turn it over at all. That played perhaps the biggest part in the loss. I mean, you take away those turnovers the Packers have, and the outcome might be different. The referees did make that weird ruling where they called, it's hard to describe even, dead ball penalties, and then they gave them the ball with 3rd and 6, and it should have been 4th and 2, and the Packers couldn't stop Anquan Boldin. I mean, all those reasons were definitely factored into the game, so a disappointing loss for sure for the Packers.
If you have a team like the 49ers, and it still comes down to the final minutes when you're at home to beat this Green Bay team, I think Packer fans, we're in pretty good position here, because the team needs to come at Green Bay bringing everything. And the Niners, that's what they did. They are a good team. At this point, you would have to think that they are the NFC favorite right now. There's just so many weapons. Kaepernick proving that if you don't want to let me run, fine, I'll pass all over you too. So the Niners and Packers, teams that could match up again down the line. Focusing on some positives, Brian, it took a little bit to get him going, and there was a costly turnover from Eddie Lacy. But he seems to be that punch that we're looking for. He had a nice drive late in the game, capped it off with a touchdown. I liked what I saw from him as he got warmed up a little bit.
There are going to be better days ahead for Eddie Lacy. You really saw the best of him on a screen pass where he broke a couple tackles and got near the end zone. He scored the late go-ahead touchdown, although the Packers gave it the lead back. But, yeah, there's a lot to be excited about at Eddie Lacy. He's going to be their featured back this year. He's going to learn from this fumble. There are definitely better days ahead.
So a loss, but not necessarily the worst thing in the world. It's always hard after week one because, again, you've been waiting so long, and it's hard to have that perspective that there are still 15 games left to play in the NFL season. So we were feeling okay, Brian? Is that what we're taking onto this?
Definitely, and I think you can feel even better when Casey Hayward and Morgan Burnett get healthy as well. You know, those guys in the secondary will help in not giving up 400-plus yards passing.
If the NFL would just not schedule the 49ers against us week one, we might have a win to talk about on opening weekend, but maybe next year. Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. We will preview the Redskins game. Oh, I told myself I wasn't going to say Redskins anymore. Oh, well, I screwed that up. We'll preview the Washington game on Friday a little bit later in the week. Brian Caribou, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Sounds good, and we'll talk about RG3 then.
Unless he gets hurt tonight. We'll talk about Kirk Cousins. All right. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, Brian.
Yep, see ya.